Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome, everybody, to Me Time. I am so excited for the next, well, I'll say the next few months, but definitely for this first month. I'm kind of going to do a theme for the next few months, each month being a theme, around things I'm definitely curious about, but just want to know more about a little bit of like, what is the deal with, you know, da da da. So this first month, well, it actually, I was thinking about this the other day just because, well, I had been sick for a little bit and, you know, I feel like there's a really interesting thing that's happening. I feel like kind of everywhere around healers. We hear this word a lot. And I think it's just really broad and it can be a lot of different things. You know, your therapist or your doctor or your life coach or your psychic or your medical medium, your astrologer. I just feel like there's a lot more around this talk of people speaking of their healers. There's also new ways people are going about their healing, plant medicine, and I know a lot of like talk therapists are bringing in other people and like healers and, you know, microdosing. And there's just a lot of like new, interesting resources. There are a lot of new, interesting resources that I think people are turning to. And it's different for everybody, as is therapy, as is the, you know, doctors and what you prefer. So, and it kind of had me thinking because for, I'd say maybe like 10 years, maybe a little less. I had a therapist at one point that was introducing me to some new, interesting ways to look at things and therapists and practices and all of that. So I've been exploring this world for a little while, and I still find myself really in awe of it, kind of overwhelmed by it sometimes, confused by it sometimes. And also, but I'm like, you know, when things just hit you as like truth, then, you know, you kind of know, like, I think our bodies and our minds, like, I think we all kind of know ourselves and we know when certain things feel like hooey and when certain things feel like helpful and, you know, important and for us. And that's just different for everybody. And so there are even new things now from when I first opened the store a while ago, buzzwords that I'll hear, breath work for one, that I'm curious about. I know a lot of people that it's really helpful and I've never done it. And I see it, I kind of understand how it works, but I don't really know the process. And I know it's very helpful for grief and people are finding it. Anyway, so that's just an example of one of the things that I'll kind of hear about and be curious. And I want to go into it a little bit. And I thought, well, if I'm doing that in my life, then I kind of want to bring it here because maybe some of you are curious about all of this as well. And we are hearing more, you know, I feel like maybe this is in Hollywood and in the world and the circles I've sort of been in, but I feel like it's something that used to, like, you didn't really talk about this. You didn't really talk that much about your psychic or your medical medium or your healer, your family constellationist, which is a world I explored too. Like, there are just all of these different ways that people are going about healing. And I think all of it is helpful. Obviously, you know, when something feels fishy, I mean, like, look, come on, it's like a lot of it can be common sense too, but I think the beautiful thing is that I feel like healing in general and and understanding ourselves in general have become, it's just a whole interesting world and all of these alternative ways that we get to know ourselves. And I feel like that is just like endlessly interesting and rich and definitely a world. Like, I know for me, even some of the people that I have over the years either gotten to know or spoken to or that are still in my life and regularly a part of my life, you know, it's like you don't really bring it up that often and you don't talk about it that often. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, I feel like a lot of people are really open about this part of their lives, which is very cool. And I think there's just so much to explore around it. My dear friend and puppet Melanie Linsky had mentioned recently in an interview that a psychic kind of predicted this time in her life that she has been having and this recognition and success that was long overdue, but it was like it was coming. And I don't know. And it was really interesting because I feel like it was also something that, you know, now in the mainstream, like we're talking a little bit more about. I know that there are companies, I don't think that they talk about it that often, but I know for a fact, you know, that use like astrology and use healers across the board from, you know, healing ancestral trauma to, you know, predicting the best time to sign a contract in the stars. And I don't know. So I just feel like for me, it's just such an interesting world. And it's very, I believe on some level that I, you know, pain and sometimes illness and, you know, can have a deep emotional attachment to it as well that can heal along with the body healing or is something, you know, worth looking at. I'm not explaining this properly, but I think you know what I'm saying. Like that there are emotions tied to certain aches. You know, Louise Hay has like almost like an emotional like encyclopedia for different ailments and illnesses in the body and all down to like questions you can ask yourself in parts to heal. And I think that's really beautiful. And I think all of it is interesting. And I think all of it is helpful to the other, you know, if like talk therapy brings in a spiritual healer or, you know, a doctor brings in a different kind of like an alternative medicine of some kind. And I just think it's all and mindset, you know, it's just such a deep, interesting world. And the more I talk openly about my experience with it, I feel like other people have been talking more openly about theirs. And so basically for a month, I want to explore and also maybe some feedback. If you're like, I heard about this and I want to know about it, I probably don't know about it and I would like to explore it too. So everything from, you know, life coaching and healing and a psychic and also, or I'll say an intuitive healer and a medical, I know this is the wrong word for what she does, but she's not a medical medium, but, you know, she's like a medical healer, we'll say, and an astrologer and different things like hypnotherapy and all of it. Because I feel like it's a new year. I just feel like collectively there's a curiosity and an openness to just like what else there is or there might be. I don't know. I love exploring it. And I have found some of it to be just life-changingly helpful. And I love especially when so many can work together. I know a lot of healers that are like, oh, call so-and-so. She's great with this. And like they kind of all work. And the beautiful part about all of them, at least I feel lucky to have found some that I have had this experience with, is that it's all about, I'm going to be like, you know, living your best life. I know that sounds like such an Instagram hashtag. It's like, live your best life. But like really, like your highest good, your highest life. And I don't know, I just feel like they're great in helping steer us. And I have a lot of friends who've recently gotten into tarot. Ooh, maybe I need to do a tarot episode too. Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. Perfect timing, honestly, because the new year is here and my wardrobe could definitely use a refresh. Jenni Kayne is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all of your everyday basics. Not to mention the most incredible home essentials, too. Jenni Kayne is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Did you hear that? Like, this is a really good deal, actually. Go to JenniKayne.com and use code Maggie to get 15% off. I am completely obsessed with Jenni Kayne. Her cashmere is insane. I have this cardigan. It's sort of this very, it's like this oversized, beautiful cashmere cardigan. I wear it. I live in it. I have worn nothing else. Like, honestly, the other day I actually was like, all right, Maggie, you must throw something else on at some point. But I can't. Nothing feels like Jenni Kayne. It's so good. In any season, but this one especially, their sweaters are the it item. I mean, just look around. Like, you'll see this. Like, people tag Jenni Kayne all the time, too, on, like, social media and stuff. I'm obsessed with the Flynn cashmere sweater. Told you. It's the perfect everyday V-neck. I love this one, too. It's the perfect everyday V-neck. I told you about the cardigan. The cashmere turtleneck is a solid staple for any season. It's so elegant, too. Like, it's all of her stuff is so beautiful. I get compliments every time I wear a Jenni Kayne sweater. They're so comfortable. I can truly live in them all year long. Jenni Kayne is known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. And trust us, they do cashmere better than anyone. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. I love to pair a Jenni Kayne sweater with everything from classic denim to a simple slip dress for a look that's effortless and so easily put together. Find your forever pieces at Jenni Kayne. That's another reason I love Jenni Kayne. I feel like all of her pieces are so classic and they're so good. Like, you can just have them forever. Like, it's not just sort of like a trendy thing, even though they're very, very stylish. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code Maggie at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at Jenni Kayne, JenniKayne.com, promo code Maggie. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. I love Smalls so much. I love this company so much. If you are a listener of this show, you know that our foster cats cannot live without Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'll find in your fridge, and it is delivered right to your door. So make it your New Year's resolution to get your cat eating healthier with Smalls. I love cats. I'm proud of it. I'm a cat person. Yes, they're great companions. Our foster cats, they just bring so much to everyone's life. And so I feel like the least we can do is give them a really good cat food. It's literally the best cat food money can buy. Cats want a variety in their diet, just like we do. Our foster cats legitimately fight over our next sponsor, Smalls. I feel better knowing we're feeding our cats real food and not burnt kibble. Smalls is possibly my favorite sponsor ever. It's true. I love knowing that the foster animals are eating the best food that they possibly can. And Smalls started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking their cat food in these small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they have served millions of meals to cats around the world. After making the switch to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's like a huge deal. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. Yeah, they'll refund you if your cat won't eat their food. How crazy is that? I feel like there's a lot of there's a heavy focus on dog food and a heavy focus on healthy dog food and like lots of different brands to choose from. And I feel like there aren't for cats. And I feel like this is so special. Anyway, it's 2024. Are you still feeding your cat kibble? Head to smalls.com/metime and use promo code METIME at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That is the best offer you will find, but you have to use my code METIME. Okay? 50% off. One last time, that's promo code METIME for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Sizzle your way into the new year with Dollar Steak for Life. Simply add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just a dollar per box while your subscription is active. Now that's raising the stakes for dinner. That's very cute. Looking to budget your food expenses in the new year? Save big and eat great with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Their meals are cheaper than your average fast casual meal, so ditch the takeout to save money while still enjoying fresh, satisfying meals. They're the easiest way to eat affordably. Making resolutions for 2024? Get every plate and take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 6 simple steps. Save even more time with quick and easy recipes, including easy cleanup options. and ready in 30 minutes or less. How nice is that? They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time reaching your New Year's goals. Make the sustainable choice this January. Every plate offsets 100% of their delivery emissions, and their meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals of the same portion. Plus, nearly all of their packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas in the U.S. In 2024, resolve to stop stressing over what's for dinner. Every plate provides plenty of delicious variety with more than 25 tasty and affordable recipes that change every week, so it's easy to find something flavorful and satisfying for every meal of the day, like breakfast 24/7. I love that. That's one of my favorites. 15 minutes or less meals, feel-good food, and big batch faves. Plus, add even more delicious options to your order with over 25 convenient sides. Breakfast items, lunches, snacks, desserts, even more. Honestly, I feel like this is such a money saver and a time saver. And the food is so good. I don't know why anybody wouldn't try it. Like, you get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ME-TIME. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem that dollar steak. So get that subscription active. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal plus dollar steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49ME-TIME. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem that dollar steak. So, okay, I'm throwing this out there because also this will be going on for a bit. So if you know of an interesting new sort of therapy or spiritual therapy that you have heard about or know about, I want to hear about that too. And like, you know, maybe we can explore that as well. But I thought I would just bust open this door because it's a world I've been in for a little bit. I know a lot of people who are in it a lot, and we're all talking about it now. And I feel like in a lot of different worlds, these people are like, you know, I don't want to use weapon. That's a terrible word, but I want to say them. They're like, or I'll just say they're like the best kept secret. That's better than secret weapon. They're such a resource for success and health and, you know, moving things out of your body and things that are not yours out of your body, things that you've maybe taken on or, you know, the vibrations. You know, we hear a lot about like highest vibration, lowest vibration, and sort of operating in your vibration. Alignment. We hear a lot about chakra alignment. And, you know, I am a little behind on some of it because some of you are listening are probably like, oh yeah, this is like old news. I'm saying all this. I have used these terms for a while. I've understand them through the people I talk to when we talk about it. But I feel like there is just a world of curiosity, a beautiful world of curiosity around all of these things. And at the base of all of it, I believe, is healing, is love, is moving grief, is healing pain, chronic pain, pain that sometimes cannot be explained or understood. So they just tag it under something that doesn't actually do anything. And so, and that is not a knock on doctors. That's just their job, is they don't, you know, if they can't find the thing, it's a whatever. So I feel like this is also going to be really interesting and helpful for having the conversation around sort of mysterious things that happen in our days, in our bodies, that, you know, we can help explain that just like a little bit more. And that there are these new alternative, I won't even say new, there's just alternative ways that are becoming a little bit more mainstream in terms of healing. And I'm using healing as just like a broad word for, you know, people wanting to know themselves and be the best version of themselves and, you know, do the best they can for themselves, the world, their family, or whatever in the time that we have here. And so, yeah, I know I'm like over talking this, but it's actually like I was really excited about it. I just feel like I can't necessarily explain the things that I feel sometimes. And sometimes it feels otherworldly. Like we use the word universe, right? Sometimes we say the cosmos. And sometimes like when we're meditating or we're doing yoga or, you know, I know for me, I do this like to ground, like a grounding exercise, which for me is just like coming back to myself and being in my body and feeling aligned. I usually do it before like a scene or an audition or I just realized I should be doing it more before I start my podcasts. But this exercise in grounding where they say sort of, you know, literally imagine like roots coming out of your feet and sort of digging into the earth and feeling the earth and all of that. And so there is a centering, and then there is like a feeling of connection that I feel like comes with all of those things when you kind of sink into them. And I think that's where there are these, I talked about miracles last month, and I just feel like there are these things that we can sometimes just feel, unexplained things that we can feel. And it's all working out there in the universe in different ways. And I just feel like some of these people in the healing world, you know, that I've experienced anyway, have kind of an access to that that is fascinating to me. And that I also can kind of feel myself when it's like reflected back to me, it feels like truth and it feels like something I can feel. And so I just like digging into all of these different ways that we can maybe heal ourselves and then try to heal the world, because you can't really heal the world if you don't heal yourself. But I feel like kicking off everyone with a little bit of my own experience. As you all know, like so about 10 years ago, I was working with a therapist, and she invited in something called a family constellationist, which was just really interesting. I feel like the goal of it, I actually met two different ones, and I kind of really loved the work because I felt like we were going into the kind of energy and, you know, like the soul of an entire family tree, the whole soul, the root of all of it. And of all those roots and branches are all of these different, obviously, people and experiences and, you know, cells and everything that we might potentially, you know, inherit. And that isn't, you know, we're unaware of even, but certain things feel a certain way in our bodies and all of that, you know. So they talk about like generational trauma. And so the family constellationist was, I was actually dealing with it more in like personal, like my romantic relationships. But, you know, some of the work was about going into, you know, we have our inner child and our little versions of us that we visit and talk to and go back. And anyway, so the family constellationist really, really blew my mind, just because I had never really experienced anything quite like it. And so, and I'll just sort of leave it at that, because I do want to have one on to sort of explain the work better than I just did. But I always found it really fascinating. And it's sort of like a channeling. Like I felt like I was like, anyway, okay. And that was one. And then a little later, that same therapist also had like an intuitive mystic, who is Fatima, who was on the show. Someone I know very well and talk to, but she brought in Fatima. She had known her and talked to her for some time to sort of, I think just because I was curious about the, you know, all other healers and other forms of therapy, that, you know, she was knew I was open to that. So she would introduce me to these people, and many of them still remain in my life. And then I also talked to, I don't even know what, like, to call her, I don't want to say a medical medium because I don't think that's her title, but she sort of does work around, you know, pain and sickness and just the body, like the whole body and cells. And I mean, but she's also like working in, I would say, for your highest good and sort of healing things out that are stored in your body from previous trauma or experiences, et cetera. I'm not explaining that very well. And then my friend Kate, who has just had such an incredible life and done so much exploring around health and healing and the body and food and exercise and just everything. And she's just a magical person. And then astrologers. I've talked to a few. This is a world I'm completely fascinated by. And it's also really interesting because rather than sort of working in a space that we can't really touch or see or feel, they actually work from just reading a map, which is fascinating to me, about this, like having a map of our lives in a lot of ways and like, you know, all of the planets affecting how we feel. And I'm so into this because I'm just I feel very connected to the sun and the moon and the stars. I feel always have. And so I also think that's what's so interesting about this like healer work, that's why I say it's different for everybody, because I feel like everybody has something that they kind of lean toward a little bit more for them. And so for me, this is something I've always just been curious about. And I think a lot of people feel this way, but, and I just think, you know, if the moon, just how the moon cycles affect the world and how it's just been an ancient way of predicting and telling, I don't want to say like fortune telling, but like, it's just an absolutely fascinating world to me that I don't understand at all. And yet I'm very into, and also like live by. A little bit. So those are just a few. I know there's going to be a hypnotherapist, but that is a world I know absolutely nothing about. I'm very excited to talk to her as well. And let's see who else. What other healers can we like bring in? This is what I have lined up anyway for right now. And I might double up on some, especially because the world of plant medicine, which I don't know that much about yet. And I'm so curious about it. And I know it has worked wonders for so many people, and getting into parts of ourselves that, you know, we need that little extra assistance to get to, I guess. I am all for whatever works for you. So for me, I just haven't totally explored this world yet. So I don't know anything about it, but I'm so curious about it because I've seen it just transform people's lives and pain and grief and trauma, just everything. And I think like getting into anything that helps us get to know ourselves better and heal ourselves so that we can be whatever it is that we step into in this life, relationships, our creativity, our joy, our like, what are we doing here? You know, anything that can sort of bring that clarity and awareness and purpose and peace and love. I mean, I think at the end of all of this is that word, just because, you know, we heal ourselves to love ourselves, and we love ourselves so we can love other people. And, you know, that ripple effect as far as it can go. Oh, I'll add one more thing. I may even throw in the animal world as well. One thing over the years, I mean, I am a huge animal lover anyway, but I believe in I fully, wholly, every cell in my body, like if I had to pick, probably my greatest healers have been my animals. And in the last, I'd say 10 years, I've really come to love and explore equine therapy. I love horses. I'm so deeply moved by horses and obviously my animals as well and pets as well. But I've had just like very profound experiences with horses over several different versions of equine therapy that were so, even in just like one or two sessions, so moving and so helpful and so loving. I can't help but smile when I think about the experiences, because you're so present in the experience with an animal. You have to be. And so the experiences feel to me so like vivid and like they were yesterday, and I can tell you all about them. I can tell you all about them. And so, you know, again, we'll probably be doubling up on some of these episodes, because now that I'm getting into it, I'm like, oh, I got to get an equine therapy. Or just an animal healer. Again, I feel like sometimes it's the trees that can heal us. But okay, we're actually going to be talking with just a few of these. And this might be an ongoing thing around me time, because I do feel like there's always something new to explore in this world. And I want to share it. I want to explore it. And then I want to share what I find as well, and see if it's helpful to you too. All right. And I want to hear your versions and your healer stories too. I'll also add in Linus has just been the best healer. Linus is the greatest. That's all I have to say. He's the absolute greatest. Okay, thank you all for listening. And I hope you have a little Linus and somebody that can be really helpful and healing for you too.